Both King David and King Solomon wrote, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Each one taught his children, each one taught you and I, the importance of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Both taught of the blessing of hope, which comes from trusting in the one true God above all things. Solomon gives us a warning to stay on the path of righteousness, not to walk in the way of wicked. He is telling us the truth about those who do not respect the word of God. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Solomon, writing 3,000 years ago, is telling us about the things we see in the news today. Look at the violence and crime in our cities, the problems caused by our greed and selfishness, even in rural towns and villages. We don't need to hear of the escalating wars in the Ukraine or Israel. We can see death and destruction as we drive in the neighborhoods of Minneapolis and Chicago and New York. God, through his word, calls us to fear, love, and trust in him above all things. The summation of the commandments is love, both for God and for our neighbor. As we seek first his kingdom and righteousness, we also reflect his love in our dealing with others. May our Lord grant us wisdom to remain firmly in his word, to trust in his mercy, and to walk in the way of righteousness. Amen.